Psalms, week 6, day 2, forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103, of David. Bless Yehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless the name of his holiness. Bless Yehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who pardons all thine iniquity, who heals all thy sicknesses, who redeems thy life from the ditch, who crowns thee with mercy and compassions, who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth may renew itself as the eagle. Yehovah does justice and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, to the sons of Israel, his actions. Compassionate and gracious is Yehovah, slow to anger and great in mercy. For as the heavens are lofty above the earth, so his mercy is mighty on those who fear him. As a father has compassion upon sons, Yehovah has compassion upon those who fear him. For he knows our formation, he remembers that we are dust. But the mercy of Yehovah is from eternity and even to eternity upon those who fear him, and his justice to the sons of sons, to those who keep his covenant, and to those who remember his precepts to do them. Yehovah has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules in all. Bless Yehovah, ye his angels, mighty in power, doing his word, to obey the voice of his word. Bless Yehovah, all ye his armies, his ministers who do his good pleasure. Bless Yehovah, O my soul. In the summary of the spiritual sense, we read, this is a song in praise of the Lord on account of redemption and reformation, healing all our diseases, forgiving all our iniquities. That these things are done from mercy, because he knows the weaknesses of man. He remembers that we are dust. And last part, the heavens and the earth are his, therefore he should be celebrated. Bless Yehovah, O my soul. In explaining the words, bless Yehovah, O my soul, we read, I will bless those who bless thee, from Genesis 12, that this signifies all happiness to those who acknowledge the Lord from the heart, is evident from the signification of a blessing as involving all and each of the things that are from the Lord, as well those that are good as those that are true. Thus, celestial, spiritual, natural, worldly, and bodily things. Among the ancients, to bless Yehovah or the Lord was a customary form of speech. We read that Zacharias and Simeon blessed God. Here it is evident that to bless the Lord is to sing to him, to proclaim the good tidings of his salvation, to preach his wisdom and power, and thus to confess and acknowledge the Lord from the heart. Those who do this cannot help but be blessed by the Lord. That is, gifted with those things which belong to blessing, namely with celestial, spiritual, natural, worldly, and bodily good. These blessings, when they follow each other in this order, are the good things in which there is happiness. And then concerning the words, but the mercy of Yehovah is from eternity and even to eternity upon those who fear him, we read, divine blessing is to be happy to eternity. The Lord regards such things as are of brief duration, as relatively are the things of this world, no otherwise than as means to eternal things. Therefore also, the Lord provides for the good who receive his mercy in time such things as contribute to the happiness of their eternal life. Riches and honors for those to whom they are not hurtful, and no riches and honors for those to whom they would be hurtful. Nevertheless, To these latter, he gives in time, in the place of honors and riches, to be glad with a few things, and to be more content than the rich and honored. Questions and comments. Number one, when you reflect on all the Lord's benefits, what are some that stand out? Who heals all thy sicknesses seems especially important at this time. But what is the Lord's goal in relation to sicknesses? Number two, does the Lord seem compassionate and gracious and of great mercy, or rather strict? Number three, why is it so that those who confess and acknowledge the Lord from the heart cannot help but be blessed with celestial or heavenly, spiritual, natural, worldly, and bodily good? Is it evident that it is so? If not, why not? How does Arcana Celestia 8717, that we read just a minute ago, help us understand why it may not be evident that such people are blessed by the Lord?